As the Republican Party has moved farther and farther to the right, I have found myself increasingly at odds with the Republican philosophy and more in line with the philosophy of the Democratic Party. When the stimulus package came up for a vote, I felt that it was indispensable to vote aye in order to avoid the possibility of a 1929-type depression.
The Spectre bombshell. Who says you can never play for a different team? Just ask Arlen Specter. After 29 years, he decides to shove aside the Republicans and jump on the Democratic bandwagon. So do the math. That means 59 Senate seats now on the Democratic side of things. And, of course, Minnesota, baby, you hold all the cards. We're waiting for the river to be turned over. And that means, is Norm Coleman going to say, okay, fine, I give. I'm not going to keep pressing this. Or will there now be pressure on him to continue to do that? I don't think you need to pressure him, by the way. He wants it like nobody's business and thinks he should have that Senate seat in Minnesota. But if Al Franken, who is acting as if it's mine, okay, we did the counts, you fight your fight, but it's mine. So do the math there. Throw in the next one. That's 60, and that's a majority. That's a super majority. Uh-huh. Three-fifths to stop Republican filibusters. It'll happen. So what makes a guy after 29 years, and you heard what he said there, that obviously was at a set-up press conference, decide to play for a dramatically different team? He said the party was way too right. But here's the other twist in this. He barely got his Senate seat back, and he's expected to face a huge uphill battle in 2010. So here's the rest of the story.
In the course of the last several months since the stimulus vote, I have traveled the state, surveyed the sentiments of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, done public opinion polls, observed other public opinion polls, and have found that the prospects for winning a Republican primary are bleak. I am not prepared to have my 29-year record in the United States Senate decided by the Pennsylvania Republican primary electorate. Not prepared to have that record decided by that jury, the Pennsylvania Republican primary electorate. But I'm prepared to take on all comers, in a general election. And therefore, I've decided to be a candidate for re-election in 2010. In the Democratic primary. This is a painful decision. I know that I'm disappointing many of my friends and colleagues. Frankly, I've been disappointed by some of the responses, so the disappointment runs in both directions.
He said he had no place in the evolving Republican Party, so talk about a switcheroo. This is a bombshell, certainly for the Republicans who are trying to get it together. Here's an interesting fact right here from the get-go on America Tonight. And hey, by the way, Kate Delaney, there has never been a filibuster-proof majority in the U.S. Senate since the 95th Congress from 77 to 79. The Democrats controlled 62 seats during the first 2 years, if you remember, of the Carter presidency. Now, of course, you could talk about during the last administration, the cards that they held as far as the Republican seats. But remember about a couple of switches and a couple of reelection campaigns that went the other way. So this is a huge story, to say the least, to see Arlen Specter come out and decide to boot the Republicans. But here's what I want to know. What does it mean for you and me? What does it mean for the full tilt representation? Because will Arlen Specter just go along like a dog with a bone? Okay, come on. Here comes a vote. 60, 60, 60, 60. Or will he still be a little bit more independent-minded? Now, there were some people that were fuming over Specter doing this, including National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair. That would be Senator John Cornyn, who says he really went on the line for him. And basically, and this was the best quote I think I saw in the whole thing, the best quote of the day, and we're going to have some of this from you, for you, is Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, who just ripped Specter. He called him a Republican in name only, who was out of step with the rest of the party because of his left-wing voting record. But this was the thing he said that was interesting. He said the senator flipped the bird back to Senator Cornyn and the Republican Senate leadership. The guys who stood by him and went to bat for him in 2004 to save his hide, big time, that this was completely rude, which is true. If you go back in the Specter history, that's exactly what did happen. He needed to be bailed out, and he was bailed out, if you remember. And he clawed his way to victory in the last election. I mean, it was tight, no doubt. So is this more about, geez, I really want to continue the gig, and the only way I'm getting elected in Pennsylvania is to jump ship, that's it? And the stimulus package really stuck in my craw, because that's what they keep coming back to. Remember, Specter voted in support of Obama's $787 billion stimulus plan. I panned it, so it's a pan to me. When the package came up for a vote, he was the guy that went on the other side. You heard what he said. He didn't want what he called 1929 type depression. No, we'll just heap it on everyone down the line when we can't dig ourselves out of the hole. So you, America, do you feel this is a good thing for your Congress, or is this a bad thing? Well, forget about the Republicans getting very much done. And I'll be curious if there is truly some bipartisan cooperation. Remember, that was one of the things Obama talked about. Now, President Obama, of course, addressing the nation everywhere on Wednesday, except for Fox. Fox said, no, thank you. We have something else we want to air, but you'll be on Fox News. We're just not going to give you the airwaves. This is the third time. We're tired of it. No more interruptions. Everywhere else, they're letting, of course, the president's speech to the nation go on, and we'll have that for you. I wonder if he'll mention anything about this. Doubtful. He'll mention, I think, the high points of the first 100 days, because this is going to be a 100-day stand. And he may mention, although I don't know, the flyover faux pas, which was outrageous in New York City. Went to a press conference today, said basically three words, wouldn't take any questions, and that was it. It was a huge mistake, no doubt. And the president and everyone else down the line owes the city of New York a big, big, fat apology. Keep these numbers handy so you can chime in later. 800-259-5791. Is the law truly on your side? We'll explain next on ATN.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition.com. or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We're going to talk about our legal system. You be the judge. And boy, has there been a lot to talk about lately. Some really screwed up things that have happened with disappearing young girls. Certainly that Sunday school teacher, that sad, tragic story out of the Bay Area. So we're going to talk about that and a couple of other things as well. You can chime in on the Spectre deal at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It's interesting, in doing a little research on this, it's one of these, did you know, he is the 13th senator to switch since 1913. Is that surprising to anybody? When you know politics, where people get hot-headed and go back and forth and get furious over certain things and nitpicky and hold grudges, look back in your history books and think of all the presidents we've had and then think of the Congress that has been connected to those presidents or disconnected to those presidents in the three branches of government. And in a way, to me, that's almost surprising that we've only had 13 since 1913. That somehow they're playing along on the same team for a very long time. Except for, if you remember lately, with Spectre now jumping into this fray, and this is a big switch because his entire life has been dedicated to being a politician, at least the majority of it, and also a Republican. Joe Lieberman was a big switcheroo. Remember, he became an independent in 2006, and he's the most recent senator to switch. And that was a big story. And, of course, with Lieberman, it was the same scenario, talking about electability. And with Spectre, he feels, based on especially what happened last time around, I think more than anything, I mean, he might have gotten some heat for his vote with Obama on the stimulus bill. But I really believe that the most of this is completely related to the fact of a re-election that's coming up in 2010. Right? All right, and a lot hangs in the balance, by the way. You Minnesota folks, you look at Al Franken and you look at Norm Coleman. Man, this goes Al Franken's way. Then guess what? That's 60. That is 60, brothers and sisters. So that means majority. Rob is listening to us in Minnesota. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think is going to happen with the deal? You know, Coleman's not going to back off from what I heard. I was talking to someone today in politics in Minneapolis, and they felt like, yeah, this is not going down anytime soon. He's going to press that court case.
Well, they should just put an end to it. I mean, it's time. We've been waiting long enough. They made their choice, and now, you know, they counted the votes, and it's time to just let it go.
That's what I think. It, you know, here you
why waste the taxpayers' dollars, you know?
I agree. So much money down the drain. And why in this country we don't have uniform elections, that's another story, because I know it's different with the way it's done in every single precinct and all that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is, in Minnesota, you haven't had that representation, not really. And so I think it's time to say, I give. I mean, just that's it. It's that close. It came that close. And just let Al Franken go on.
Yeah, definitely. And I normally vote Republican, you know, and you look at this Arlen Specter thing, and that guy, he's just going where the money is. I mean, that's obvious. If I were the Republican Party in his state, I'd want my money back. They should sue him because he's nothing but a, you know, he's like a political whore. In fact, I'm going to call him that. I'm going to call him Arlen Spectole from now on. How's that sound?
I like that. You coined a new term. Thanks for the call. I'm going to call him a turncoat because I think that's exactly what's happened here.
Well,
there's
that's
no question.
What it is.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we just elect the Queen to our Congress? I mean, that's the same thing.
It is a sad turncoat.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's a sad thing because this is what you're saying. All right, I have to cash in my chips. Ooh, the people of Pennsylvania are going to elect me on the Republican side, so I got to go back to this other. I'm going to make this big switch, and I know the Democrats will rally around me in Pennsylvania because, geez, I want to continue to be a senator. I think that's, there's, you know, you can switch your philosophies, and sometimes between when you're older and when you're younger, you may change a little bit in between. But when you're a lifelong politician and you think of the route they've taken and also the favors that he owes people who have helped him along the way, he is flipping them the bird. I think Steele is right. That's exactly what he's done here.
Well, if it ever happens, we should just make laws where we can sue him for doing things like that. I mean, why not? They make laws for us. Why can't we make laws for them? It's time for the people to get, you know, take their power back and do things like that. It's so out of control in this country. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. Rob, thanks for the call.
Hey.
800-259-5791. Rob makes a good point, which the last point he said, which is the reason why I do this talk show. Having done sports and news for so long, and jumping into America Tonight, that was my deal, is that there was so much gridlock on the Beltway. I mean, it was so ridiculous in Congress. Nothing was getting done. Only a handful of bills were even ever really getting passed. If the ones that were getting passed were the insignificant ones, and the things that were of importance were shelved if somebody was running for reelection. Oh, can't touch that, because that means that I might not get reelected, because if I say what I think I'm supposed to say, yeah, that's not going to work. So, to me, with politicians, it's always about the re-election. I want to stay. I want to be re-elected. I want to stay. I want to be re-elected. I mean, look at Mayor Bloomberg. The court okays it for a third time for him to run for mayor. Do you need Mayor Bloomberg three times in New York? How about some fresh blood in there? Two terms for a mayor, isn't that enough? Doesn't the rest of the country do that? No. I got a ton of money. I love having the power. I love running the city. I want to do it again. So let me run. So let me challenge this in the court system. Of course, if you're a fan of Bloomies, then you love it. If you're not a fan, not so happy. But it doesn't matter. The court decided he's able to at least run. But Rob is right. You have the power, and I say this all the time, not to get lost in the sauce, but if you don't know who your congressman is or your senators are, just write me. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net. I will tell you who to write to. I will give you their address. I will give you their email. Because you do have power, folks. Remember, that's what our government was founded on. Go to a third world country and see how that works. And then tell me how much you like living in America. I've done it. I've been in the slums of Ecuador. And I've also been in the bright lights, big city, Guayaquil, Quito action in Ecuador, too. And trust me, I was warned mightily not to talk about politics. And there, of course, you're forced to vote, which is good that people vote, but they're forced to vote or they can't leave the country. They have cards that they carry around with them. And that's not even the worst I've been. I mean, actually, there were some pretty great things about Ecuador. But still, you have people walking around with machine guns, and there's a lot of things you can't do, like leaving the country and when you can leave the country and all that other sort of stuff. Try going to China. Oh, it's pretty. Geez, the Great Wall is amazing. But then you think what the people have to do. Try going to Cuba, lining up for rice, long lines. Of course, now there may be a little bit of a change because the American counterparts to the Cuban families that were split up, they'll get a little aid from them, probably financially, plus they'll get some visits. Some of them haven't seen each other for 40 years. So there is no doubt we live in the greatest country, but we live in the greatest country because you, like Rob said, have the chance to take the power back. And how do you do that? Well, you let your voice be heard. As much as there were people that were trashing the whole Tea Party idea, and geez, was it unorganized and was it really effective and what did it mean? And wasn't it just people trashing Obama? That's not necessarily true. There were Tea Parties that had nothing to do with it where I know the Democrats and Independents and Republicans went. I mean, that's the idea here, folks, right? You have a say. So Arlen Specter does a turncoat. A lot of people not happy with Specter. And, of course, they're not happy because that makes him 59. And you know, ultimately, that what's happened is Al Franken is 60 from Minnesota. So that means a super, super majority. And pretty much on bills that Obama wants, it should be a shoe in an express train. There won't be any dragging of heels or filibustering whatsoever that will be able to happen with the Republicans. Now, in the best of all worlds, you'd have some bipartisan cooperation. But it just doesn't work that way. It sounds good in conversation, but it never plays out that way. Never. Coming up, we have more on the swine flu. There's a run on masks, even in the United States. But here's the deal. Does the mask help prevent swine flu? What's the scoop on that? 800-259-5791. Hang out with us on ATN.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bedbugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
I threw this out there. Do you think the masks really work to prevent swine flu from spreading the illness? Well, I guess here's the thing. People coughing, sneezing. I'm one of those chicks. I hang around a lot of guys. Most of the guys I know, I hate to say, whether they think they're very refined or they're a little more base, they all sneeze and don't really cover their nose. So in Mexico City, it's like a ghost town because of that, partially. You have people walking around all over the place with these masks on. They've been handed out to one out of every 5 people that live there is pretty much what they think has happened. Because you know what? There's the demand for face masks. Do you believe it? We're running out of face masks. You know, the surgical kind that you put on your face. You know what I'm talking about. If you watch Grey's Anatomy or any ER, you were an ER watcher, or you've ever had surgery and people approach you and they have that. Even at the dentist now, they wear those masks. So anyway, the deal is, does it work? And Dr. Richard Besser, who is the acting director of the CDC, came out and said that the evidence isn't very strong for the mask value outside of healthcare. So yeah, if you're doing surgery, or like I said, the dental person that's doing something to your mouth, whatever. But otherwise, if you're outside and you're trying to avoid an infectious disease, that generally wearing the mask is not going to prevent you from possibly getting the swine flu. because you just can't rely on it, I guess. If you're not infected with the virus, if you think you throw on the mask and that's going to protect you, it's not enough. It, you know, it's probably useful for the people who are already sick because it prevents them from spreading it. Not so much to the people from catching the virus. But maybe psychologically, if it gives you an edge and you hear that there are some cases in your neighborhood, so you feel a little paranoid, there might be something to say for that. But don't think it's the completely the way to eliminate any chances of the swine flu. Hey, everybody, this is Kate Delaney, and this show is America Tonight. If you just tuned in through streaming on the Internet at gcnlive.com, or, of course, you get us the old-fashioned way, terrestrial radio, welcome aboard. You can call and join in the conversation. Is it good for America to have Arlen Specter go turncoat and thumb his nose at the Republicans? And, oh, by the way, he's running for a re-election in 2010. 800-259-5791. Also, the swine flu. There's a lot of misconceptions about the swine flu. And the scariest thing is the pork industry is taking it in the shorts because people are just saying that it's, you know, other countries are assuming, ugh, don't get any pork products from the United States. And pork is taking a little bit of a nosedive. People aren't buying it as much. And there's this fear about eating any parts of the pig. So think about that. What does that mean? You're talking about bacon. You're talking about a ton of things we eat, pork chops, whatever. And that's not good for commerce, obviously. It's also not good for commerce when the European Union says at all costs don't go to these places in the United States. And as more people come down with this, there's more fear that spreads, and that could ultimately hurt us economically. It's commerce that is also the big concern, because more confirmed cases are starting to crop up. They scrubbed a school 2 miles from where I live. I went jogging by it today, and talk about a ghost town. It was a ghost town. Nobody was around, and that's what they were doing. You could see there were units in front of it and stuff, and people with masks were coming in and out. Why? Because they had a couple of confirmed cases in my neighborhood. So it's very real. And as far as staying safe and not catching the virus, you try to avoid the people who have it, but see, saying that is like, how do you know? How do you know you go to the supermarket, you touch a cart that somebody used, that they were the one person that had swine flu that happened to be in your neighborhood? So that's the deal. This is not, I mean, this is sort of one of those elusive things. And when I say elusive, well, we know things that happen to you. We know the symptoms, the high flu, the nausea, the achy bones, all that sort of stuff. But other than if your child has it, like in New York, see, this is the thing that's so weird. In New York, they're saying there's going to be hundreds of cases through this one school and maybe now another school. So who knows, besides immediate family members, who those kids came in contact with? Because remember, there's a period where you're incubating the swine flu, 6-7 days, let's say, and who knows who those kids came in contact with. Right now, we have 68 confirmed cases in the United States, but hundreds are going to come out of New York. Hundreds may have it, and that wouldn't be a shock. I said that the other night. Listen, there's going to be more people that come down with this. It's already here in these borders. I mean, how concerned are all of you? And if you've got kids in school, that's the tricky thing. How does the school decide when to close? I mean, if I'm a school principal, because it's on them, it's really on the school. If I'm and the health people in the area, the discussions, if I'm a school and somebody thinks they have the swine flu, I'm sorry, I'm closing it down. So we have to stay an extra day in June. Do I really want to be responsible for a bunch of elementary school kids coming down with horrible flu symptoms and playgrounds and cafeterias and the balls and the jump ropes and the chalkboards that they touch? Because when we say scrub, we mean scrub. That's all you can do. You don't know what they've touched. It's contagious from that point of view. ultimately, all we can do is ride it out and see what happens. They're obviously trying to keep the fear bug out of the United States. And there was a senator from New York who suggested that what we need to do is close the borders. How do you feel about sealing off the borders? I mean, here's the thing. We already have the swine flu in the United States. And I said this before, you don't know how much is coming in, but you also don't know how much is going out because of people that might have it that are traveling to Mexico. So it actually runs both ways. And how could you be at this point, as I just mentioned, with the period that it would be ultimately incubated, how can you be sure that you've gotten everything? You can't. What are you going to do, throw bleach on everything? You can't do that because you just don't know. Think of it, the amount somebody coughs and sneezes, and especially kids. So think twice before getting that mask, unless you have someone in your family that has it and you're getting it for them, and, you know, keep washing those hands and all that sort of stuff. Because every day now, there's a task force. Every day, we're going to get updates on it. And here's something to keep in mind, too. You know this, of course, that a flu can be a killer. If people get pneumonia, that happens. And thousands have already died from the flu in the first 4 months of the new year. Not to say that the swine flu isn't crazy, and not to say that it's not scary, because certainly I, for one, who lives in a neighborhood where somebody has swine flu, hope that I didn't touch something that somebody touched and get the shakes and get nauseous. And if I see a temperature rise, of course you go to the doctors. That's what you have to do, and that's the only way to discover that, because they'll do blood tests. I mean, otherwise you can't really do the diagnosis on yourself. You might have something else, because a lot of the symptoms are symptoms you would see with other strains of flu. But everybody's being trotted out to talk about it. There's a giant press conference out of Washington, and Janet Napolitano, of course, talking about forming the task force and what was happening and advising people not to travel to Mexico and all that sort of stuff. And then you had Tom Vilsack, who's the ag secretary, of course concerned because of what's happening with pork, that people are avoiding pork. And especially when you think of the pork industry, it's that other white meat, remember? And that's a scary thing because of the hog farms that are starting to see in this, you know, 1 week period, a real swing in the books. And if this continues, which it will because of the period of the carrier, it could be a complete nosedive for the pork industry. And then they're going to have to do what the beef industry did when they tanked a little bit. They're going to have to try to bounce back, obviously. Remember the whole thing about mad cow? Ask anybody in the UK what it was like as far as the beef was concerned over there. And the travel industry also slammed by this, because so many Americans, but not just Americans, but let's just take America, so many Americans go and visit Mexico. The Mexican Riviera is the hottest thing going right now. Pick a place, any place, look at a map, and people are canceling their trips right and left. And people from Europe, people from a lot of other countries are putting their tours on hold, because who's going to travel when they know that it's highly contagious? Even Carnival Cruise avoided three Mexican ports, and that's what they do. They take people on cruises, and you go and swim with the manta rays, you go and do a whole bunch of other things. Well, they're not doing it on this trip because they're afraid, frankly, that the people will catch the swine flu. That's all that the cruise industry needs. Odds and Ends coming up around the bend.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
He's trading places. That would be Arlen Specter. Big shocker bombshell dropped out of the Capitol today after 29 years. He says, screw the Republican Party, jumps on the Democrats. Now that makes 59. Of course, Al Franken, once he officially becomes the senator, the next senator from Minnesota, and Norm Coleman shoves off. That means 60. That means super, super majority for the Democrats. That means forget any Republican filibustering. We're talking about that and, of course, the swine flu. Kate, as always, thrilled to be your captain here on America Tonight. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net with your thoughts, suggestions, mama's casserole recipe, whatever it is. I jest, but hey, I'll accept recipes. You know how that is. Lately, I've been cooking a bunch. Yeah, doing the cook thing while I'm prepping for the show and talking to people about various things that are going on in Washington. We're going to start to have some real Washington insiders, by the way, on the show. Next week, we have some really great guests coming on. And, of course, tomorrow, we have Joe Drape from the New York Times. He's an excellent writer. He is all about horse racing, baby, and he's in Louisville right now to check out the horse scene. Maybe we'll give you a good tip. If you didn't win the Mega Millions, perhaps an exotic wager or two on the Kentucky Derby, the first of the Triple Crown. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. We're going to go across the border. Hello, Sam.
Hello, comment ça va?
Which is muy bien en español.
Okay, et moi c'est très bien, et Julie c'est très très bien. Ce soir c'est le regard de le match de hockey contre les Capitals et les Rangers. One thing I was happy about. Okay, I wanted the Rangers to win, but I'm glad Ovechkin did not score the winning goal.
Oh, so am I. But now the Capitals go on, and so you have to put up with the obnoxious Washington fans bragging.
Yeah, if you saw what they wore tonight behind the New York bench, they wore, you know, rain ponchos. I mean, that is really day class. As my friends used to say way back when, it's like day class A.
It is day class A, absolutely. Because they're not used to being this territory, though, Sam, so that's the problem.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're in the second round of the playoffs. It's like,
woohoo! You know,
yeah, or it's now what?
Yeah. What do we do now? We don't know how to act.
Yeah, and I was really upset from, you know, and I apologize for just getting off the beaten track, but this is the Stanley Cup playoffs. Who cares about a guy, you know, changing parties? They do it all the time here in Canada. It's like changing socks. And yes, we have a.
You got some applause. See, you got a rise out of that in studio audience in Minneapolis.
Thank you. And we've had a little run-in with the people from Toronto. It's like the swine flu. It's like everyone in Toronto should worry about, you know, like everyone in Toronto. Well, the rest of Canada should worry about us because we're the center of Canada. It's like, why? You know, it's like because we're Toronto. But there are other cities too. And not to mention, now there are some confirmed cases here in Canada.
Yeah.
And excuse me, they were in BC and mm-hmm. in Nova Scotia. So I said mm-hmm. I said to my relatives in Toronto, who, by the way, have this attitude that they, you know what, don't stink. Of course, the way I tell them, office, excuse me, when was the last time the Leafs won the Stanley Cup? Thank you very much.
That's okay. Right. You tell them.
Yeah. And they said, well, we still got a baseball team. Oh, you do? They're in first place. But come to us. Said, I'll come talk to you in August when they're worried about who's going to be the first draft pick next year. Thank you.
You got a rim shot, too. You're doing good on this call, Sam. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes it so far. Hey, you know what? Since you and I are huge sports fans, obviously, and sports is in my blood, in my background, especially
hockey. I'm definitely calling tomorrow because the horse racing industry here in Quebec is, like, on literally dead. Like, I live not too far away from the only racetrack here in Montreal. Mm-hmm. It is dark because, you know, they were basically losing money because, you know, they're losing money to the casino and the lottery. So some people are saying, hey, scrap the horse racing industry, tear down the racetrack and put up, you know, either low-cost housing. Then you've got some other people are saying, well, why not build condos? At the same time, you're going to say, excuse me, tell the, I don't know how many thousands, how many people would be unemployed, you know, in the horse racing industry. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. In fact, since Mother's Day is coming up in a couple of weeks, you know who? I might be taking you-know-who to a certain big city. I might be taking Julie to New York City again.
Oh, and for Mother's Day?
That's for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a good little trip. How far is that trip for you to go from Montreal to New York?
By plane, just a shade over an hour. And if we wanted,
that's nothing.
Yeah, but I remember one time the Rangers had to come up to Montreal by bus because it was really bad weather. You can do it because I used to do it too. It takes about 7 hours by bus.
You don't want to do the bus thing though either. You know how that turned out for some people a while ago.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're playing minor league hockey, because I just read that today that the Phantoms are moving their farm team to Glens Falls, New York.
I know. How about that? I read that as well. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, and I was watching World Hockey Championships today as Canada beat Slovakia. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy for the Dallas Stars. I forgot it. His name escapes me. He got a stick in the face.
Mm.
Ouch. And, well, luckily it's just swell. I mean, he won't have to worry about missing any time from the Stars. And the World Hockey Championships do not have the luster that they used to, because now it's just basically the players who are playing on Canada are the guys whose teams didn't make the playoffs or gone eliminated.
Right, so you don't have a lot of the stars. Sam, thanks for the phone call.
You bet.
Hockey talk there. And we do sports shorts here on the air, and a lot of times Sam chips in about politics and stuff, but that was interesting in talking about hockey and the fact that hockey in Canada obviously rules. In the United States, in the Northeast, it's big. In parts of the Midwest, it's big. In the South and in the West, I have my doubts, as I have been to every single arena and I've seen the various kinds of fans. That's why the exchange about the Washington fans. You know, speaking of sports, because of the swine flu, all 9 Mexican First Division football games this weekend have to be played behind closed doors. That's so odd because they can't risk the spread of swine flu. Three games last weekend were played without fans, the matches around the capital. But now the Mexican Football Federation got together and said, well, what are we going to do? We're closing off all games with the outbreak continuing to spread. I mean, there's nothing we can do with this. This is a health emergency slamming Mexico with 150 people dead and 2,000 plus in the hospital, lots of them with pneumonia. So all they could do was decide to shut the fans out. It would be certainly, with the swine flu outbreak, the matches draw. I mean, crazy the amounts they draw. 300,000 fans each weekend, somewhere in between that, maybe 200,000, 300,000. It just depends on who's playing. But you know how much they're going to lose? The clubs, and there's a whole bunch of them, they're going to lose about 24 million pesos. Now, if you go to XE.com and you do the exchange rate deal on that, it'd be about 2 million bucks in ticket sales if all the matches are closed. And, of course, these clubs rely on the ticket sales for their revenue. And then the guys playing football are under scrutiny because you don't know if they may have caught something or not. Like Carlos Vela, who's a pretty big star, he was actually allowed to suit up to return to practice for the English club that he plays for, the Arsenal, but they were concerned. They kept him out of practice for fear that, hey, who knows, he was visited by friends from Mexico. So the panic is definitely in, and they're not taking any chances with the swine flu when it comes to their footballers, certainly. It's interesting because we had Raleigh Fingers on the show yesterday. Terrific interview. Hall of Famer, World Series winner three times, knows baseball obviously inside and out, was a starting pitcher, then went to relief. Otherwise, he probably would have been in the minors, as he himself said. And we were talking about, if there was expansion with Major League Baseball, what would be the logical choice of a place to go? And, of course, the travel would be murder. But Mexico is something that the NFL and Major League Baseball has looked at because of how rabid the fans are and the amount of fans. The revenues would be huge if you could find a way to have a team and maybe two teams and split it into Major League Baseball, and probably the same thing with the NFL coming in the near future, I'm assuming. Not anytime soon, however, with the swine flu. In fact, there was talk of closing the border, only by one New York congressman who suggested that might be the thing to do, and then was bombarded by cries of he was a racist and he was referring to the illegals crawling across the border and all that sort of stuff. But he actually was talking about traffic going both ways. Something to think about. Shoot us an email, americatonight.net.
Make you squeal like a pig, boy. Squeal now. Come on. Whee! Whee!